Ben was on the last load of wood coming from Holden Hill back home. There's a bit of a camber in the road. All we can think is that he grabbed hold of the latch of the door and actually opened the door and fell out.
And he came out of the tractor and the trailer went over the top of you. Full of logs went over the top of you.
And the back wheel of the tractor and the trailer's wheel, which is about 12 tons we worked out.
Judith, when did you first hear what had happened?
We had a party planned. We couldn't afford to go to see Mary Poppins in Plymouth Theatre. So we were planning to watch it all here with, you know, popcorn and cake, etc. I got a phone call from my husband's friend, who was on the back of the tractor as well, saying Ben is in a bad state. He doesn't know if he'll survive. My friend walked in at the same moment and I just said, look after the kids. And I just grabbed my handbag and I hadn't been home for 10 weeks after that, more or less, with the kids being looked after by my lovely extended family.
When you first saw Ben, how was he? What position was he in?
He was lying on the edge of the road and the grass, and there was a lady with him, and I was, you know, in my very Israeli way, I said, who are you? You know, and she said, I'm a doctor on holiday. So she'd already put lines in. You know, she knew exactly what to tell the air ambulance when they arrived. She asked me to hold his head because he was thrashing around. He wasn't unconscious. And to talk to him. The worst part was really, because I'm really good in these sort of horrible situations. You get that from the army, you just do it. But then when I realised, I kept thinking, why am I sliding? Why? And I looked down and I realised it's all of Ben's blood going down the grass, you know, and I thought, oh! But then, at the same time, I heard a lovely sound of the blades coming, and I thought, oh, lovely, the ambulance. But I don't know if you know that side of the valley. It's steep. While here, it looks a bit rough. There, it's really bad. I don't know how they landed, but I know that they had to actually walk through a hedge with a stretcher. They just, I don't know how they managed it.
Ben, you don't obviously remember any of this from the
time.
You learnt afterwards what had happened. The air ambulance took you to the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital, but you needed more treatment, didn't you? You had to go to the specialist unit at French A in Bristol. But by then it was dark and the air ambulance couldn't fly. So how did you get there?
I think we landed at the Exeter and then they dropped me off and then I stayed in Exeter for about half an hour or something, and then the police helicopter came down and landed at Exeter, picked me up and flew me to French A. Mummy went in the police and I went in the helicopter. It took me 20 minutes to get there and
they were going fast. It took us only an hour. For people who never go over 65, because that's how we drive. We don't drive fast. Mm. It was quite an experience.
That was with the police,
yes.
Was it? Yes. You've got the notes here, or some of the notes that were sent to you by French A Hospital, Judith. And if you don't mind me, let me just read some of this out.
If you can.
The medical history. Ben fell from a tractor cab in mid-January 2008 and was run over by the loaded trailer. He sustained multiple injuries, including a head injury, bilateral pneumothorax, bilateral pelvic fractures, a fractured left clavicle, and fractured ribs. Now, I don't even pretend to be able to understand half of that, but he was clearly in a very bad way.
We believe that as he fell with the camber, he sustained injuries down his left side, rolled, and then sustained injuries down his right side of his pelvis. It might sound strange to people, but all I can say is, you know, we were very, very lucky. The fact that it was cold weather, he was really well dressed, really well wrapped up. Maybe it helped his neck not sustain any injuries. The ambulance came. Ben then and now is quite strong and muscular for his age. Whenever people say to us, oh, you know, what a horrible thing, we say to them, we're just so pleased it happened to us, because Ben would be the one who'd survive.
What do you think of the air ambulance now?
I'm very glad that they are here, because if the ambulance took me, I don't think I